The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Two Voices, Ego and Spirit. Your hosts are Dr. Nick and Reverend Linda Martin. Today's program is designed to help you recognize how these two voices contrast each other, but can ultimately work together to help you create the best life ever. It all starts by recognizing which voice you are hearing. Now, here is Dr. Nick and Reverend Linda Martin.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be. I'm Dr. Nick Martin.
Hello, I'm Reverend Linda Martin. Welcome to Two Voices, Ego and Spirit. We're so happy you've joined us today. The concept of our show, Two Voices, is to raise awareness to the energy of our own two voices.
Two voices which are constantly at work within all of our lives.
Two voices which are the main energies, giving shape to our thoughts, our feelings, behaviors, and physical experiences.
Two voices which are attempting to help us live a better life.
Two voices we often cannot hear because we are asleep, egoically and spiritually.
Two voices we can come to recognize within the mirror of our life.
Two voices we can bring into harmony as we hear more of what they are telling us about ourselves and God.
Two voices which are the ultimate source of our empowerment.
Two voices which can lead you to you, that better version of yourself, which awaits in everyone. Thank you for joining us today. We are delighted to share this time with you. You know, each week we receive many emails with questions or comments. We do love to hear what you have to say. We do try to answer all the questions that come our way, and from time to time we may bring some of these questions to the show. Now, one comment I've gotten recently regarding the show, regarding the meditation time that we have at the end of our show, which is our sacred time that we share together before we part, is the question is, what is the music, what is the sound that's playing during this meditation time? And what you are hearing is the vibrational sound of crystal singing bowls. They're a powerful form of sound therapy that I use regularly in my practice, and our wonderful technicians on Voice America were able to take a recording that I made to use this during meditation time. So I'm glad that you're able to hear it and experience it. I also wanted to let you know that there are meditation CDs utilizing the crystal bowls available on my website, but that you can also get a free sound healing meditation simply by going to my website, LindaMMartin.net. On the homepage, you can download your free sound healing meditation by joining my mailing list. And while you're there, visit the services page and products page to see what might appeal to you. And let me know what you think. You can email us with your questions or comments at spiritualawakening777@comcast.net.
I want to thank everybody who's out there for joining us, or if you're a new time listener, for coming in again first. And one of the things I wanted to mention was that sometimes people have a hesitancy about calling in or writing emails, and it's due sometimes to the lack of familiarity they may feel they have with the topic, whether it's a question you might have or a comment they might want to offer, even a disagreement. And we want you to know that you're welcome to express any and all of those. We view ourselves as continuing to grow and learn from the things that we experience with, from other people. You don't have to be an expert to call. If you have an ego and a spirit, we think you're an expert. That's something we all do have. And I also want to mention that when it comes to the area of ego, the one that I'm speaking probably more with about on our programs, that your expertise is probably at the level of a person in the field of psychology, be they a psychologist or a social worker or someone else serving in a capacity dealing with the ego, because most people out there really don't have whole lots of training on the topic of ego. There's not very much coursework that's been offered, even for people in the field of psychology or social work or other areas of counseling, that really hones in on ego. And so you're not at any less of an awareness of ego than most other people are. We also understand that a lot of the times what we're talking about may seem unfamiliar to you, and that may make you feel like you don't have something to contribute, but we don't look at it that way. We think you really do have something important to offer to our show. So please don't hesitate to call us or write to us in regards to your own thoughts. You know, Linda, I was thinking about our topic today and the title of our program, which is You Already Have Everything You Need. And it made me think about how that could be misleading to some people out there in the audience. Perhaps the implication is that we're saying that you already have everything that you could have in your life, and maybe you need to be more satisfied with what's going on or at peace with what's going on in your life. And that's not the intention of the title. We realize that many people out there are dealing with lots of challenges, and I can hear many people feeling or saying, I don't feel like I have everything I need. People are dealing with financial challenges. You know, there's often not enough income for many people to live on. I've run into so many people over the last few years, it seems, that have had to choose between food or medicine. Things have gotten that challenging for many people. And so that's a need that many people do have, and we clearly see that need. Some are wrestling with relationship-related needs. Things aren't where people want them to be in important parts of their life, and that involves loved ones. In particular, I can think about divorce and the divorce rate in our country, which at this point is about 53%. And when I think about people who remain in relationships that, or even marriages that are not the fulfillment of where they had hoped it would go, that they're staying in this relationship for a number of reasons. Some of those are relating to finances. Some are related to certain emotional needs. Some are related to children, and you could add a lot more to that, but that this relationship has become more a matter of just settling for less rather than getting more. So I can hear people out there telling me that their needs aren't getting met within the relationship. There are people who are wrestling with health-related needs. Some are physically related, and some are mental health related. For many people, there's a sense of, in some ways, imprisonment within one's body or within one's mind, and they may not feel that they have the ability to get out of that prison. So we recognize that. Some people are dealing with loss or death of loved ones and are having a rough time moving on with their lives and accepting the dramatic shift or changes that come about with those kinds of losses. People are wrestling with the issues of working with their children, whether they're adolescent age children or younger children. It seems nowadays the technology that young people are being exposed to, whether cell phones or the internet or just on television, that our children are being exposed to so many things, some of which are likely to be destructive to them, yet their access has been widened dramatically beyond the realm of our ability to manage it. Even when you take control of those things in your home, our children go out of the home. They don't live in a bubble, and as a result, they are exposed to things that we don't have any control over that can lead to some darkness on their part. And on the other side, from listening to children and adolescents over the years, what they have told me that many of them are dealing with issues involving parents who are unavailable to them emotionally. In therapy and in treatment, we talk about permissive, indifferent parents, the say-nothing parent. I have met so many young people, and I'm talking about high school-aged person and ready to graduate, who tell me that I'm so angry with my mother or my father for failing to call or write or visit or spend time with me or try to understand me. If you were to ask me, what is the number one issue for young people out there that's contributing to a lot of the anger and violence, even between them, I would say it's parentlessness. It's the lack of needs being met on the part of parents who kids would look toward to help them to go through and handle life. And so they're wrestling with those needs. And I guess I'll just mention that unemployment or employment-related issues that people are wrestling with, those kinds of needs are very prevalent and prominent for people out there. So there is a lot of things going on for people out there in the world, and we truly recognize that. And I guess in response to being aware of all those challenges, I think our title of our program still stands, that we believe that we actually do have everything we need within the confines of our humanity and our divinity to meet those challenges, that we don't have to succumb to them in the ways that people often do. So our program today has more to do with having everything we need, again, humanly and divinely, to meet those challenges, particularly when the voice of our ego isn't telling us differently.
Right. This is a very interesting discussion that I'm looking forward to having today. And during our discussion, we'll be discussing the differences between wants and needs, understanding what this truly means, because truly everybody wants abundance. Everybody wants happiness, success in their life. But what everybody doesn't understand is that they truly are entitled to this within their life. It is learning to the difference in moving into this understanding through your egoic energy, as opposed to accepting your divinity and seeing that you are a part of this divine abundance that is available to you. You know, we're led to believe that there should be struggle in life, that you have to work hard, that there are difficulties along the way before we can get to the good part. But it's coming to understand how this all affects our own way of thinking and believing and, you know, moving into the truth that we hold within us. So, we encourage you to join us for our discussion today. And we need to move into a break right now. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about you already have everything you need. So we thank you for joining us today. We are Two Voices, Ego and Spirit, on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
Leadership is a vital skill set in today's competitive global economy. Being a leader is not enough. To succeed, you must optimize your performance and know how to imbue others in your organization with leadership skills. Practical, actionable leadership insights are the focus of Leadership Development News, hosted each Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, by Kathy Greenberg and Relly Nadler on the Voice America Business Channel. Doctors Greenberg and Nadler, who coach global leaders on how to be most effective, will share their insights and contacts. The path to leadership excellence begins here.
Family caregivers face some tough challenges every day in caring for a partner, parent, child, sibling, friend, neighbor, or even coworker. You are there to provide the care that these people need after everyone else has gone home. Family Caregivers Unite with Dr. Gordon Atherley will provide you with a social networking experience. You'll hear from experts and others who are experiencing the same things. And together, you will promote a common cause. Tune in to Family Caregivers Unite twice every week. Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Voice America Variety and on the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific.
What's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America show or host? For the latest news, visit the iRadio blog at iradioblog.com.
You are listening to Two Voices. If you would like to connect with the show today, please call in to 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to spiritualawakening777@comcast.net. Now, back to Two Voices, Ego and Spirit.
Well, welcome back. Before the break, we started looking at something we've referred to as needs, wants, confusion, and we're going to go a little bit further into that. But before we do that, we also want our listeners to know that we're going to also be talking about the contrast between what we know as genuine happiness and pseudo-happiness or physical pleasure. This is also an area that many people get caught up in and contributes to some distortion in terms of what our needs are really about and whether they're just wants as opposed to needs. And then another area we're going to talk about involves the little picture versus big picture of life that often people have a difficult time making a distinction between, and that how oftentimes we get stuck in the little picture, a little picture that our egoic voice is framing very intensively for us. And as a result, we tend to miss a lot of times the big picture. But again, before we go there, we're going to get back to the needs, wants, confusion. And basically, first of all, just beginning with the question, well, what do we mean by that? And when I think about it, and I think that over the last 30 to 40 years, we probably have seen much more of this distortion or this confusion of needs and wants than we probably had when we were people in my age group in my 50s, growing up in the 50s and 60s. And what I mean by that is most of us, and I think more of the older people out there, lived in a home where there was usually one television, there was one car, there was one TV, and there was one bathroom. And if you can think of a context that could bring you home to what you really need and what you really, maybe what you want, and having some clarity and practicality, that's what strikes me. But what we've seen happen is that many people are buying into, they're getting caught up in that difference between needs and wants. And that what ends up happening is a lot of times our wants are becoming known as needs by ourselves. Some of you out there, I'm sure intellectually are aware of that difference. Unfortunately, what often happens is despite our awareness of that difference, when we actually get into the living of it, we blur it. We end up getting into a place where wants are really being treated as if they were needs. So, Linda, what do you think about that? And what do you think leads to that?
Well, I think many people carry faulty ideas and beliefs of what brings happiness and what brings fulfillment into their lives. As you mentioned, pseudo-happiness, that which isn't true happiness. It's that seeking. It's seeking outside of yourself for something to complete you. And people do this in many, many ways instead of taking that time to look within themselves, to get to know themselves. People actually are afraid to sometimes move into that space within themselves to find out who they really are. We look outside of ourselves for maybe the perfect relationship to complete us, which really it can't work that way, because we need to understand that whoever we are, whatever our vibration and our energy is, this is what we are sending out into the world. This is what is extending from us. And this will attract like energy to us. So if we are seeking outside of ourselves to complete ourselves, we're really going to only attract more of the same of who we are. And, we see this in many ways through our society of looking beyond who we are for something to complete us, for happiness, for fulfillment. And the media that we are connected to really plays a big part in this. And everybody is connected to the media in some way or another, whether you're watching TV or on the internet. You're connected to the media, which actually teaches you or trains you to believe that all these things, all these commercials, all these things that you're seeing through the television, through the internet, are things that you need to live a complete life. And the more we see them, the more we hear them, the more we live with them, we begin to believe this is true.
You know, as you mentioned that, I'm thinking about how much selling gets done in the name of needs, which are actually just packaged wants. They learn to creatively, intelligently, you would call it, redundantly, repetitively, to sell people on different things that they tell people you absolutely need, rather than it really being a true want. There's billions of dollars being made on being good at telling us what we need when it's really a want. One example, I think we've talked about that, involves the food service industry and foods, and how oftentimes we've taken food, or they've taken food, and instead of it being for healthy nourishment on our part, it's been sold as though this is enjoyment, this is entertainment, this is something you need to be fulfilled.
Right, because it's that filling ourselves with something. You know, if we feel an emptiness, we want to fill ourselves, and food is the perfect thing to do that. We may use food, we may use alcohol, we may use drugs, but it's either trying to numb ourselves or move ourselves into a feeling of satisfaction in some way or another. Even the media, a popular restaurant chain, McDonald's, has had the Happy Meal for years. So this is giving the subtle implication that if you or your child eats this Happy Meal, they will be happy. And so again, we're promoting this idea of happiness through something else. And sure, it's a cute name for a meal, and we're not going to go too in depth with that. But we do understand that this is all subliminal way of getting this message into our psyche, you know, through our egoic energy. And how we incorporate it, how we believe it and make it our reality is what's important here. And society and the media trains us to believe that there are many material things that will make our lives complete. That, you know, I have memories of my childhood, and I didn't have a lot of things, a lot of toys as a child. And, but my memories consist of my imagination and how I played with things through my imagination outdoors and, you know, things like that. Those are really fond memories that I hold within me. And these memories and these, things that I created through my own imagination are things that I carried with me. And there was no money involved.
When I was thinking about what you were saying, I was thinking about, well, what's the egoic voice saying to that person that they don't know they're saying? One of them oftentimes is, you can be better or more than if you meet this need. If you meet this need, you're going to be more empowered. You're going to be safer if you meet this need. Or you're going to be, as we said earlier, happy as if we meet this need. And without realizing it, we begin to attach a meaning to the want as if it were a need. People want to be safe. They want to be happy. They want to feel better. I'm thinking about along with the commercial industry out there, social influences are very powerful. Particularly if you're a younger person and you listen to the wrong people, and sometimes the wrong people are in your home. Sometimes in families, people are hearing, and we talked about conditional love a few weeks ago, and how oftentimes people will find themselves hearing messages about, you need to do this well in school, or you need to perform this well as an athlete or as an artist, and people begin to, or kids and young people begin to identify the way to meet the need for acceptance and liking or even loving yourself is by performance, that you have to perform in order to be able to like yourself. So people seek out different ways of performing and doing better. I'm sure many athletes out there who've gotten caught up in the steroids thing, all in the name of being empowered, all in the name of being successful, all in the name of meeting their need for adulation by fandom, all that has been connected to some fundamental issues regarding needs for acceptance, which can really never truly be met in those places, but they don't know it because their egoic voice is speaking very loudly.
Exactly. And it's very important coming to know our own egoic energy, how it is working for us or against us. Is it assisting and fueling our true desires to create the life that we want to live, or is it fueling fear-filled thoughts? So preventing us from stepping forward into living the life we were created to live and knowing that we have everything we need within us. But we do get caught up in the relationships and these expectations and conditions that are placed on relationships. You know, a couple years ago, when we were in Peru, we had the opportunity to go there and to study with the shaman up in the Andes, and we got to see how the people up in the mountains lived, and it was such a wonderful experience because the people in Peru that lived actually up in the Andes mountains, they came to know, they knew that all their physical needs were taken care of because everything they needed, everything that they required was there through Mother Earth. And, you know, I was amazed when I saw that there was actually a tree that provided them with the soap that they needed in washing, bathing, and such. So everything was there, and they honored everything. All the animals that lived there were honored, and they understood that they were all one. And it was really an amazing thing, and it kind of opened our eyes to the difference in societies.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned that because I do recall having a conversation with the leader of the retreat we had gone on, a spiritual retreat, Alberto Villardo, and I shared with him the thought that in some ways, even the affluence level of the people that we were, you know, the country that we were in and the people and how they were living was perhaps different in, I want to say, economically lower, not necessarily spiritually lower or anything like that, but how this was a place that was far less egoic, that people were less consumed perhaps with unnecessary wants that really could never meet their needs. And I even remember you telling me how it seemed like everybody was a spiritual healer, that they all felt that sense of I guess connection to God that was coming through. It was almost as if the egoic voice is not screaming at them as loud, and as a result, they are able to hear more of the voice of their spirit intuitively, and it's playing out in their thoughts and their words and their behaviors and the way they're living their lives.
Right. Everybody understood they were channels for this divine energy to flow through. And, you know, we have a question here I want to pose, and then we need to take a break. Somebody has asked, why do I keep repeating a negative behavior or habit over and over again that's preventing me from moving forward? And we will move into this question when we come back from our break. You've been listening to Two Voices, Ego and Spirit, on Voice America, the Empowerment Channel.
Making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Want the inside scoop about what's going on in the social networks of art and entertainment? Tune in to Star Power Hour, brought to you by 4talent.com. We'll talk to the top professionals in the entertainment industry and find out what they're working on and what's next. Your host is James Barber, who has his finger on the pulse of the arts and entertainment world. Star Power Hour, brought to you by 4talent.com, live every Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
When you think of inspiring women, who comes to mind? Is it a visionary like Oprah Winfrey? Political or legal figures like Hillary Clinton or Sonia Sotomayor? Or how about entrepreneurial business leaders like Meg Whitman? No matter whom you might be thinking of, make sure to add one more to that list. Deanne DeMarco. She's the host of Today's Inspiring Women. Each week, Deanne turns you on to the next rising star in business and leadership and what their successes and challenges have been. Listen every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Voice America Empowerment. Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
You are listening to Two Voices. If you would like to connect with the show today, please call in to 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to spiritualawakening777@comcast.net. Now, back to Two Voices, Ego and Spirit.
Welcome back. I am Linda Martin, and you are listening to Two Voices, Ego and Spirit. Before we went to the break, I posed the question, why do I keep repeating a negative behavior or habit that's preventing me from moving forward? And this is what we tend to call cycles that, you know, we may fall into in our lives. And many people face this. Many people move into cycles that they keep repeating over and over again, or maybe bad habits that you keep doing over and over again. And a lot of people have this question, this wonderment within them as to why do I keep doing it if I know it doesn't make me feel good? Why do I keep doing it, you know, if this is something I want to stop? Well, we have to look at what it's giving to us. How is this serving us? What is this pattern providing for us? Because ultimately there is something you're getting from it. And it's important to look at that to see what it is initially that's giving you that, you know, that maybe rush or that sense of pseudo happiness that is, you know, not allowing you to completely let go of this habit.
When I think of the question, I was thinking about something we talked about a few weeks ago, one having to do with survival, that sometimes when people are busy trying to survive, not just in the mortal sense, but maybe in the everyday sense, they come up with a game plan, they come up with a strategy, or they think they came up with the game plan or strategy, when actually it may be more that their egoic voice, the power within their ego, whether it's larger or higher or lower, or the flexibility and or vulnerability, they just keep staying stuck in with whatever that energy is. And interestingly, people are good and they're well-meaning and they're essentially strong, but yet in the face of that energy, that face of that voice, they end up doing things. And I said this at the very on the back matter of the ego unmasked, that our ego can make us stupid in spite of that good intelligent nature we essentially are. Aside from the fact that we are well-meaning, aside from the fact that we had God within our being, we don't live that. I also think that sometimes people fall into this comfort zone, a comfort zone of whatever it is that they're doing within their thoughts, their behaviors, their feelings. A comfort zone built upon consistency and familiarity and predictability. We as humans like that. We really want things to have some sort of elements, those kind of elements to them. So our game plan for life often gets locked in, and we don't realize, we don't know how to get out of it. And I think the further removed, and we talk about the different roles, like the racist and the perfectionist and the overachiever. I mean, in some cases, they understand, they know, if not intellectually, intuitively, that this doesn't feel right, but they don't know what to do about it. And that's really what our purpose is in our work, is to kind of illuminate how the voices of ego and spirit are speaking to us. And in the case of our ego, how to develop and work with something called mental medicine, the ability to understand what your ego is about, to tune in to your specific egoic energy, and work to transform it, to work and use your voice to teach it, rather than having its voice continually and unknowingly teaching you. And with those kinds of growth, with that kind of transformation, the voice of Spirit already within your being, trying to, I don't want to say try, but it's just there, trying to come forth, I guess, to allow you to know that you are love, life, and energy, that you are that, that you have the great gifts of life, creating life, eternal life, and God within. When we come in contact with all of that, that gets us back to the title, you already have everything you need. It's just that sometimes it's really hard to recognize it when we are living through the distortions that the egoic voice has, you know, brought us to. And I'll just add one more thing. There's something called engrams. Engrams are things that are kind of get stamped into your brain, into your mind. And you could be a person who finds yourself or learning that you're an attractive person or you're a more intelligent person than you are, And yet you keep hearing these engrams speak to you as if you're not as attractive as you think you are, or you're stupid or you're ugly or whatever it is that either somebody said to you in your younger days or you said to yourself, and it's still there. It didn't get erased yet. It's still on the hard drive. So we talk about that in the Ego Unmasked on how sometimes part of developing is we learn to understand that that's what's happening. That's what's going on in our mind. That's something's being told to us that we have to learn to ignore because it's just an engram. It's not true. It's not reality.
That takes a lot of work, working with those engrams, those ruts that we have dug deep into us, that it's a lot of work, and a lot of people really hesitate about going there. They live within their box of comfort, and they even though they may be unhappy within this box, they are comfortable to some degree, as you said earlier. You know, I've seen clients over and over who just don't want to go to the place they need to go to shift the energy within them. And I, as a healer, understand that healing doesn't come from me. It comes from them. Everybody has to make that choice to heal within themselves. And when we do take a look at what we are working with and come to see that, you know, we are maybe stuck in this box, this, I'll call it the box of comfort, are we willing to open that box and step outside of it? Or many people are afraid that they will actually rock the boat within their lives. If they step out of this box, it's going to cause a change within themselves, within their relationships, within people, within their lives. And they don't want to go to that place of change. Change can be a very scary thing for many people. And so they try to talk themselves into happiness, into this pseudo happiness by buying more things, by creating a bigger life in, you know, with the things that they get and the things that they own.
You know, that leads us toward our second area, which is the difference between pseudo happiness and genuine happiness. A lot more people out there are unfortunately living in a realm of pseudo happiness. And what that is that's just pleasure based happiness. That is, if something physiologically makes me feel good, then I want it or I even need it. You know, some examples of that are people who maybe start to get into drugs. Drugs are an opportunity for that person to feel a sense of pleasure. And it works, I guess. I mean, I've never used a drug, so I don't know firsthand, but I've talked to a lot of people who have, and they often will give them, they get hardwired into our autonomic nervous system. Some of the ones that want to make people feel high, some of the ones who want to make people feel relieved. Stimulant drugs in the first case and depressant types of drugs in the latter case, or even narcotic analgesics. Those kinds of things often are woven into the need to get pleasure rather than true happiness.
Right.
And I guess if you wanted to ask yourself, well, what is genuine happiness? What's the distinction that you can make for you? Well, I would say, first of all, you can't buy genuine happiness. you'll never be able to buy it. You can buy things that give you pleasure, and that's okay. I mean, but unfortunately, many people don't make that distinction. They jump onto the notion that if it makes me feel good, I'm getting happiness. And when I'm not physiologically feeling good, I'm not happy.
So people want to know how to get to that place of peace, how to get to that place of genuine happiness. And I know one thing, and an exercise actually it can be, is to stop and feel the gratitude that is there within you. And if you can't feel the gratitude, then it's time to maybe take a look at you and at your life and come to see what is it in your life. And we're not talking about the material things that you own, but what is it that you can find to be grateful for? The fact that you can open your eyes every morning, the fact that you can stand up and walk around. It's finding these things to be grateful for that can help lead you into taking you in the right direction. Now, there's also a difference in the types of wants that we have, because we talked earlier about wants, and wants can lead you to pseudo-happiness, but the wants that are true, the wants that are the desires of your heart, can help you to move into connecting with the plan that you came here to live. Each one of us has a plan that we want to fulfill here within our life. No matter what that plan is, it's not about importance, it's about fulfilling your heart's desire. And these are the things that we can connect with and learn from within our own hearts in order to live the life that we were created to live.
You know, if we're thinking about what is genuine happiness, again, I think I can hear people out there probably asking, well, could you say a little more about what it would be like to experience genuine happiness? And as I said earlier, it's not something you can buy. Some of the things that are very, very immediate, and which we'll be probably talking more about next week on our topic for that particular program, becoming the best version of yourself, would include, are you at peace, or are you living in peace with yourself, with the people in your life, and the world? You know, so many people out there are not at peace with themselves. And so many people are not at peace with the other people in their lives, be they family or friends or other people in various contexts. So a big part of genuine happiness, which you cannot buy, would be your ability to experience that sense of peacefulness. Your egoic voice will lead you away from it. It will lead you in other ways to create a basis for survival that often brings you into conflict with other human beings. Whereas when your ego is getting more healthy and in balance, you begin to have a different way of living your life with the people in it. If you can come from a place of love in the way you relate to yourself and in loving other people rather than fear. So many people come from fear. Some people have created unnecessary expectations of themselves or others that lead them away from being able to experience genuine happiness. And I guess I'll mention the last one having to do with respecting your body as well as your mind. And so often we see people who aren't doing that. They're not respecting their body. They're not respecting their mind. And as a result, they can't feel happy. And with that thought, we're going to go to our last break. You've been listening to Two Voices, Ego and Spirit.
Get the news on our shows and other happenings by following us on Twitter. Find us at VoiceAmericaTRN or Twitter.com/VoiceAmericaTRN.
Cœur de Grace, the Heart of Grace, is an uplifting program hosted each week by Maria Rodriguez. Each show is made up of pieces of wisdom that you can use in your everyday life, moving ever closer to transformation through inspiration. Your heart knows there is more to come. More beauty, more joy, and more truth. All you need to do is tune in. Maria will help you move toward who you really want to be, becoming a more active co-creator in your world. Coeur de Grace is heard live Thursdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Think of anybody who does not want a better life and to be a better person? Think about that for a second. Almost everyone wants to be better, but how does one go about doing that? One thing that is making people better every week is tuning in to the Self-Improvement Show with Dr. Irene Conlon. All real change comes from within, but many of us don't know where to find the information or guidance we need to make the changes that bring about the improvement. Most of us don't know how to work within. Listen Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Empowerment.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
You are listening to Two Voices. If you would like to connect with the show today, please call in to 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to spiritualawakening777@comcast.net. Now, back to Two Voices, Ego and Spirit.
Welcome back. Well, we've been discussing the various ways that we have a difficult time sorting out the difference between our wants and our needs, our ability to sort out the difference between genuine happiness and pseudo happiness. And we're going to last talk a little bit about the difference between what some might refer to as the little picture and the big picture. And that for many times people get caught up in the little picture and don't see the big picture. One really good example I think comes up is in the confines of relationships. I can think of it's usually a guy who really believes, and he has a lot of higher ego power, and he has a version of, and he wants to control the relationship. And so he thinks it's important for him to make the decisions that could play out. I mean, he might maybe listen to his partner, but he often doesn't care, and with the idea that it's really important that we do things the right way, which is his way. And he might even be, in reality, correct in some respects with what he's sharing or thinking. The problem is that he's so caught up in the little picture of it that he's missing the big picture, which is the relationship. The relationship is being damaged. It's being destroyed by all his efforts that he's making at the hands of his higher ego power to do the right thing. And he is failing to recognize this partner in the relationship. So that's, I think, a familiar example in many relationships between the little picture and the big picture. The big picture is the relationship, but he's not seeing it. And oftentimes when the other party leaves the relationship, the guy's blindsided. He doesn't understand, why did this happen? Because he didn't see the big picture.
It's so easy to get caught up in the little things going on around you. And many people do get caught up in the drama of their life. They get caught up in these things that are occurring, and they do lose sight of what's really important. They do lose sight of who they are, what they have within themselves to work with, and how they can, you know, move forward without all this drama following them wherever they are. And I highly recommend to people to literally, you know, center yourself within your heart and take a step outside of the situation so that you feel yourself looking down upon it to see it for what it truly is. Because when we get so caught up in drama and we get so caught up in the things that are occurring, then we lose sight of what's really important, and we lose sight of ourselves, because we need to make that connection with our own divinity so that we can utilize the wisdom that we hold within ourselves to receive the guidance and inspiration to succeed in this lifetime.
And when we get caught up in the little picture, particularly a very little picture that our egoic unconsciousness is giving to us about ourselves and our lives, and the power issues, the flexibility issues, the vulnerability issues start to be played out in our thoughts, our behaviors, our feelings, even in our physiology, in the various areas of life we've talked before, that's where we kind of miss so much of what's going on within us and around us, such as understanding really what the difference is between what we think or believe and what is truth. We are so caught up in our own version of reality, and we treat it like it's the only version of reality that anybody could live, a human reality. And as a result, we're missing it. And if you're really missing it, you're probably ending up in a realm of psychosis. But most people aren't in that place. It's more fear-related beliefs, behaviors, and so on. It also makes it harder for us to really recognize better choices we could live in our lives, like eating right. You don't have to pay anything to try to eat better, sleeping better, exercising more, using your mind to create more of your life instead of life just happening to you, becoming more aware of the great gifts that are available to you, things that we all have. You don't got to go find them. You don't got to go buy them. They're already there, but you don't know they're there. And your egoic voice isn't going to help you to see it. They're there as long as it stays in balance. It's going to keep you in the little picture.
Right, because we each have the choice. Each one of us has the choice to create the life we want to live. And, you know, each day we have the choice to wake up and say, today I am going to make a choice to create a life that is filled with peace, filled with love. Now, of course, if we have issues we need to work through, we need to deal with these issues. We need to look at our egoic energy and see what needs to be healed and what needs to be done. But then we can utilize our own divine wisdom to receive that inspiration and guidance that we need. When we listen to what we have within us, it will guide us to where we need to be.
Next week's program is going to be entitled Becoming the Best Version of Yourself. Well, we all have lived a lesser, and sometimes we've lived a better version of ourselves. And what we will be discussing is the difference between the two. And what does the best version of ourself look like, and how do we get there?
Well, we're going to bring our time together to a close and take a few moments to move into our sacred heart space. Here in the sacredness of your heart, you can receive the divine wisdom, the inspiration that will assist you and encourage you on your life path. So relax and take in a deep breath and release all expectations, stress, and tension as you exhale and move into your heart center. Rest here within your heart for a moment and focus upon your breath. Feel your physical body letting go and relaxing into the rhythm of your breath. Here within you is the divine wisdom. Here is the peace, the tranquility you are seeking. If you have any concerns, worries, any questions that are weighing upon you, be still now. And in the silence of your mind, in the silence of your heart, offer these questions. As you offer these questions, be still and listen. Allow the answers to flow to you as needed. Be still and know that all is divine. Be still and know that all is God. A divine being, and you are all you need to be right here, right now. Just breathe. You can relax now and know that all is well. Whenever you need clarity, come to this sacred space within your heart. Call upon your divine wisdom to be known within you. Be still now and listen. You are one in the universal sea of love. Open your eyes now and see clearly the path before you. Be of service today and every day for the greater good of all. May peace be with you always.
Thank you for joining us today on Two Voices, Ego and Spirit. Until next time, remember to listen for your two voices.
Thank you for joining us for Two Voices. Please join Reverend Linda and Dr. Nick Martin again next Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 noon Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. And until next time, remember to listen for your two voices.